Chapter 6 Peralta and I could work an entire shift and never say 5 words. That was just the way he was. It drove rookies crazy. They were already intimidated by his size and stage presence, the way he seemed to fill up a room just by walking in. And when he didn't say anything, they might spend an entire shift trying to get a conversation started. Not me. 3 years before, when I ran my first training shift, I realized he was most comfortable sitting in the heart of a long silence. It was also good for police work, listening and watching, while others revealed themselves. It was my first eureka moment with him. That seemed a long time ago. He was a sergeant now, but we rode together this night as part of a county plan to double up deputies and save gasoline. Last month it had been a ban on driving more than 50 miles during a shift. Energy crisis. Inflation. It was always something. Riding with the sergeant kept me off the most routine calls, but it didn't matter this shift. We were bored as hell. So much of police work is bone-achingly dull, especially a shift like we were having, where even a minor accident or a low-grade burglary report would have been a welcome break. Instead, we cruised slowly through the unincorporated roads that ran off the dry riverbed, several miles of cinder-block buildings, high cyclone fences strung with concertina wire, and some of the nastiest bars and massage parlors in the valley. Neither Tempe nor Scottsdale wanted the land, so it stayed under county jurisdiction. But today, even Ace's Tavern and Terry's Swedish Massage Institute, real co-eds, were quiet. Peralta